So today I'll be talking about my top 10 biggest fears. So number one, demons and supernatural evil entities. So I grew up in a Catholic family. So I basically grew up believing in angels and spiritual beings, guarding angels. But on the flip side, if there's a good, there has to be an evil. So there's also evil entities, fallen angels, demons. And as a kid growing up, believing in the fact that there are evil entities that you cannot see, but sometimes you can feel the presence of, is very eerie and really scary. Two, not being able to find somebody that's just right for me. So it's very common to grow up, to get married, and start a family in today's society. But what happens when you never really find somebody that suits you perfectly? It's very easy to just settle down with somebody that you're like okay with, like in that moment in time, like you're temporarily okay with it. But settling down and starting a family and then realizing that the person that you chose is really not the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life, that's something really scary. Three, not being happy with my future job. Four, not being successful. Five, not making my family proud. So this is a big one because my success, I'm going to judge my success based off how proud my family is and also how proud I am of myself, but mainly I really just want to make my family really proud of me. I want my family to look at me and be like, hey, you killed it. Good job. Number six, getting severely physically disabled in any way. Now this is really, really, truly terrifying. I don't know how I would handle myself if I was to lose an arm or to grow a ginormous tumor on my face or just to have both my legs amputated. You couldn't really live the life you were living before the accident of any sort. You'd be stuck in a wheelchair or you would be just a hermit that just sits in his room all day because you're so insecure about going outside. Now I know there are a lot of physically disabled people who are really strong and get over this, but I don't think I would be one of them. Number seven, drowning in water. Number eight, burning alive. Number nine, not being a good person. Now this one is probably the most likely, would be one of the most likely fears to be realized. Because it's very easy to stray away from your moral foundation. I grew up, like I just mentioned earlier, I grew up in a Catholic family, so I have a lot of moral values that I hold true, I try to stay true to. And if I ever find myself in a situation where I feel like I could be weak or go against my moral values, that's really scary. And I don't know if I'll have the mental fortitude in order to combat that. Number 10, losing my faith. We live in a very secular culture, and it's very common for people to be taken adrift by the culture that we live in now. So these are my 10 biggest fears. I'll see you later.